KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies at 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy for the rest of today, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Old National Weather Service says a flood watch remains in effect until 9 a.m. for Adams, Montgomery, Page, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. The flood watch has been canceled for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Dallas, and Madison counties. A flash flood warning continues until 9:15 for South Central Montgomery and Eastern Page counties, and until 10 a.m. for Southern Cass, Adams, Taylor, Ringgold, and Union counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston arrested a local man on drug and other charges late Friday night. Authorities say that 35-year-old Joey Gene Baxter of Creston was arrested in the 200 block of North Oak Street on charges of solicitation, possession of drug paraphernalia, and felon in possession of a firearm. Baxter was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Iowa lottery officials say someone has won $2 million in the Powerball drawing. Lottery said in a news release the ticket was bought at the Hawkeye convenience store in Cedar Rapids. The ticket matched five of the numbers drawn Saturday evening but missed the Powerball number. The buyer won $1 million, but because the buyer also bought the Power Play option, the prize was multiplied to $2 million. No one matched all six numbers, and officials expect the prize to reach at least $361 million by Wednesday's drawing in the multi-state lottery game. Well, the theme for the first evening at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland is Make America Safe Again, and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a former commander of an Iowa National Guard battalion, will be speaking in primetime. Ernst is scheduled to step on stage at 9:36 p.m. Iowa time. She'll speak for about 10 minutes. Ernst described it as a big deal, even bigger than delivering the Republican response to President Obama's State of the Union speech.
I think this will probably be more intimidating because we will be in a convention center with people out there, and then also knowing that a lot of folks across the United States are going to be watching.
Ernst says her family will be watching from Southwest Iowa.
My mother said she would make sure to go down to my house in Red Oak and watch it with my husband and my daughter. Her TV has been cutting a little in and out lately, so she wanted to make sure she knew what time so she could be there to watch it.
Ernst is the first female combat veteran to serve in the U.S. Senate. The Iowa National Guard battalion Ernst once led in Kuwait and Iraq has been on active duty in Afghanistan for about a month. She said, I think about those people when I'm putting together talks or discussions like this, so I'll come out swinging. Ernst may have given a little preview Sunday night when she spoke briefly to the Iowa delegates in Cleveland. She said, our world is virtually imploding if we look around us, and why is it doing that? It's because we have a lack of leadership coming out of the White House right now. Ernst said Republicans across the country are counting on Republicans to do the right thing, pull together, and nominate a strong leader.
We're going to make those Democrats squeal, that's for certain.
And that, as you may know, is a clear reference to Ernst's 2014 campaign ad. She talked about castrating pigs on the farm and promised to cut pork in Washington. Ernst said last night that she's looking forward to her big speech.
I'm not so nervous. I'm excited. I am really excited about it.
She's been practicing the speech and will be in the convention hall for a run-through later this morning. Ernst has never been to a national political convention. She'll be wearing a borrowed jacket, and her footwear might be familiar.
I might be wearing some camo shoes.
And Ernst wore that pair of dress shoes with a camouflage pattern when she delivered the Republican response to the State of the Union message in 2015. At least two Iowa prominent Republicans won't be in Cleveland this week for the party's national convention. Iowa Congressman Rod Blum and David Young say they'll be skipping the event. Young says he'll bypass the convention in order to get some work done back in Iowa.
When we are not voting and we're on our work periods and on weekends, I go home. Home is where I want to be. It's a lot better than going to Cleveland. You know, nothing against Cleveland personally, but I want to be home. And so I'll be watching like other folks are and listening to, you know, some news bites.
As I mentioned, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is expected to speak at the convention tonight during primetime. Ernst said she withdrew her name from consideration as Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate in order to continue working for Iowa in the Senate. Young says that Ernst will shine tonight.
I am excited to hear her speech at the convention, and I'm glad that she's talking about national security issues. She has credibility on that issue. She's very eloquent in talking about it and personalizing it and letting people know what the real threats are out there, how we can come together to take those on. And so I'm anxiously awaiting her speech, and I'm proud of her.
Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman says Young has made a good decision to skip the convention.
I'd rather have David Young down in southern Iowa doing five coffees than listening to the 17th speech in Cleveland.
According to Kaufman, a candidate has two basic jobs, and that is to knock on doors and raise money. Among the other Republicans in the Iowa delegation, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley does plan to attend the convention in Cleveland, while Congressman Steve King will also attend as a delegate. Two Iowans were among the 112 Republicans from around the country who've drafted the GOP's national platform. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Ben Berenger of Northwood spent last week in Cleveland as a member of the GOP's National Platform Committee.
I've been told by multiple people they think it's the most conservative platform in recent history.
The draft document calls for teaching the Bible in public schools to develop an educated citizenry. Platform committee members also defeated attempts for the party to embrace principles written to specifically appeal to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Americans. Tamara Scott of Ankeny also served on the National Platform Committee. She says the GOP's platform is a positive and strong statement for America. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack was in his adopted hometown of Mount Pleasant this past weekend. Just as speculation is rising about the possibility Hillary Clinton might choose him as her running mate.
I can't comment on any of this. I would say that this is an incredibly important time for the country. And I'm confident that whoever Hillary chooses, that person will compliment her. And I think we're going to have a very interesting time the next couple of months.
Vilsack and his wife Christy have a long relationship with Clinton. Tom Bell, Christy Vilsack's late brother, worked with the Clinton in 1970s. The Vilsacks endorsed Clinton in the spring of 2007 after the governor ended his own presidential campaign. Vilsack endorsed Barack Obama in the summer of 2008, has been Obama's first and only Secretary of Agriculture. On Saturday, Vilsack spoke to a huge crowd in Mount Pleasant for a rededication of a monument. The memorial fountain is named for former Mount Pleasant Mayor Ed King. King was shot to death by an angry resident during a city council meeting in 1986. King's father recruited Vilsack to be the town's next mayor. Elsewhere in news from around the weekend over the area here, the traffic stop late Saturday night on Interstate 29 in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a man from Kansas on drug and other charges. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the K-9 unit conducted a stop on I-29 at about a mile marker 9, and as a result of that stop, 20-year-old Marcus Skinner of Kansas City, Missouri, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance after deputies located marijuana inside the vehicle. Skinner was also charged with reckless driving. He was brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Saturday evening arrested a man for breach of peace. 25-year-old Christopher James Kuhn of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:40 p.m. and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. A possible case of trespassing and domestic abuse led Red Oak police to arrest one person Saturday night. Officers were called to a residence in the 700 block of North 5th Street, and upon arrival, located 35-year-old Cale Hardman of Red Oak. Hardman is known to have an active no trespass order in effect for the residence. He was taken into custody for violation of the no trespass order and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his cash bond was set at $300. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.